The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life. Conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Cannabis Community Chat here. Joining us on the telephone, we got a very interesting guest. It's Bruce Dietzen joining us. Hello, Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm excited to talk to you because of this subject, the Hempster's Cannabis Car Tour. And I've got, you know, as much education as a lot of folks who've read some of these cannabis books about how, you know, Henry Ford once built a hemp car. I think that's as much as most of us know about this. Tell us about this cannabis car tour and about cannabis cars in general.
Well, yes. Thanks, Russ. We're on tour currently. Just got back from Dallas and Atlanta, where we did a couple of very successful events. So I'm bringing the car out there, and we're going to continue on tour in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be taking the car to the Alice White Plume Hemp Victory Celebration in Pine Ridge Indian Reservation on June 25th. And in July, we're going to visit up with Willie Nelson on his 4th of July picnic in Austin, Texas. And then we're off to, while we're in Austin, we're going to be going by this Austin State Capitol to help with the motions that are in right now for legalization of cannabis in various forms while we're there, maybe on the Capitol steps. And then we're going to be hemp on the slope in Colorado on June 30th.
Wow.
But it's one big tour. Yeah. And we're basically touring the country, Russ, investigating all these stories about cannabis, saving lives and saving the planet to find out if they're true. And we're doing it in a car made out of cannabis.
That's great. And so this cannabis car, following some of the, you know, like I said, we read about Henry Ford making a cannabis car. But what does that really mean? I mean, how much of the car is cannabis?
Right now, the body is made out of cannabis, hemp. And the objective is to do what Henry Ford did, and that is to make everything we possibly can out of cannabis hemp. Because by doing so, we're able to drop the lifetime carbon footprint of a typical car by 23%, which is a huge, huge reduction in carbon.
And how is that? Just because of the stuff that you're replacing in the manufacturing process, or also the car being lighter and less and more gas efficient? I mean, how does that work?
Well, it is a little bit lighter, Russ. But basically, what Henry Ford discovered, without even knowing that he did it, was that he was making about half of the car out of carbon negative material, and then the other half, like the engine and that sort of thing, which had to be made out of steel, that's carbon positive. But when you add them together, Russ, then you end up with a carbon neutral thing going on there. And what a lot of people don't know is that about 23% of the lifetime carbon footprint of an automobile, a gas-powered car, comes just from manufacturing it. And with electric cars, all the way up to 46%. It's
wow.
A huge amount of carbon just from manufacturing a car.
Yeah. Now I'm glad you brought up electric cars, because I've spoken to other people in hemp who are marveling at this discovery of being able to use hemp fibers as a replacement for graphene in batteries. Is that somewhere where, is that the next step here in cannabis cars?
Well, as far as our cannabis cars go, the cars we're building right now can be built either as electric or as gasoline, or as biofuel, or a combination of biofuel and gasoline.
Okay.
But who knows where everything is going to go down the road. But one of the things I've been doing, and when I'm traveling around with my producer, Diana Oliver, who's my friend and a genius, by the way, we're presenting basically the story of how Henry Ford actually created a car 80 years ago that was not only made out of plants like cannabis, but also ran on the agricultural waste from his hemp plants, because he grew hemp. And as a result, his car was actually 4.7 times greener than today's electric cars, because it was made out of plants and then it ran on plants. It was incredible.
Wow, yeah, a biofuel version of a hemp hemp-based car makes a whole lot of sense. And who knows, if we get this battery technology made out of hemp, we could have hemp batteries powering hemp cars. And what an amazing development that would be. We're speaking with Bruce Dietzen. He's with the Hempsters Cannabis Car Tour. And you mentioned that you're heading to South Dakota, the Alex White Plume celebration. For folks that don't know about Alex White Plume, quick thumbnail here is he wanted to grow hemp on the native lands, and the DEA raided him and he got busted. And for the longest time, now that South Dakota has hemp, he had a specific thing that he couldn't grow. Right. And I think they removed that now. Yeah. Is that what you're celebrating?
Yeah. I don't know all the details. Diana has met with him numerous times and has been trying to support his efforts. So finally I get a chance to help support him too. He's quite the individual from what I understand, quite the trailblazer, and we'd like to support his efforts.
How did you get involved in this cannabis car operation?
Well, I started making the car design of my own because I love automobiles and sports cars. And then a friend of mine contacted me and said, if you really, really, really want to do something cool, look into Henry Ford's 1941 hemp car. And I did. And as far as I know, Russ, I was the first one that ever sat down and said, hey, car made out of plants that runs on plants, that might be a green car. Believe it or not, I don't think anybody really analyzed it before. But when I actually did the analysis of how green it was, it just blew my mind. I said, I've got to make this car out of canvas and then try to figure out how to fuel it as similarly as Henry Ford did too. So I just, my whole life was taken over by this prospect of following Henry Ford's footsteps. So it's been a lot of fun.
Wow, that's remarkable. So you've got this tour, you're going to all these different locations. What have the reactions been from the people when you show them and tell them about this car?
It's really huge. Well, first off, I'm driving along the freeway yesterday, Russ, and a guy in a Porsche 911 Turbo, high-end Porsche car, comes cruising by, and he's honking his horn and giving me the thumbs up, and he blasts off at 100-something miles per hour. So even people tying in cars and stuff love the car, and the kids love the car. Just the shape is just a natural shape, and so folks love the design of the car, and then when I tell them it's made out of cannabis hemp, they either go, wow, that's really cool, or what's cannabis?
Yeah, there you go.
Epic slam to them. Yes.
That's
really neat.
That's pretty amazing. So if people want to see this car or know where the tour is going, do you have a website or a Facebook they can get in touch with?
Yeah, let me give the Facebook first, okay? This is one that Diana manages. It's called, on Facebook, go to Hempsters Cannabis Car Sustainability Tour.
Ah.
And if any of your folks out there, I know you've got an audience that knows a lot about cannabis hemp, but if anybody hasn't become familiar with cannabis hemp, they can learn a lot about cannabis hemp and the whole movement that's been going on for a long time by going to hempsterstheMovie.com. And then if they want to learn about the car specifically, they can go to newsportscars.com.
newsportscars.com. All right. And the use
renew sports.
Oh, renew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Renew sports cars.com.
Check that out. All right. And so this is part of the same kind of Hempsters brand that we know from that Hempsters Plant the Seed movie then?
Absolutely. Yes. It's all of this is a follow on. Diana's got actually has plans, and she's just got funding for the next couple of series. And, to follow on in the Hempsters discussion and do additional docuseries, and then we're going to do one specifically for the cannabis car as well. So, she's got a whole series all set up and getting started on this year. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Looking forward to that. And so is there any you've got this tour going across country. How long is the tour going until?
Well, it's interesting. I've been trying to been trying to outline a bunch of different episodes for the cannabis Hempsters Cannabis Car docu series that Diana's currently marketing to the networks, and because there's so many stories about what's going on with cannabis that come out every single day, it could go on and be 50 episodes, where you investigate things like treat melanoma? Can it treat Crohn's disease? Can it change? Can it give us carbon negative automobiles, et cetera? There are so many stories, Russ. It's mind boggling. It keeps me up at night. There's just so many things to investigate, and we're just really excited about doing it. Who knows how long it could last? It could go on for years, so it's really cool.
Right on. So we've got this Hempster's Cannabis Car Tour, June 25th at the Pine Ridge Reservation, 4th of July picnic in Austin, Texas, July 30th at the Slope in Colorado. And also notice that you'll be a part of the High Times Michigan Cup they're doing in August. Is that right?
Yes. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah. Both Diana and I are going to be keynote speakers. And I'm probably going to talk about the story of how Henry Ford accidentally figured out how to save the world and introduce us towards carbon neutral and possibly even carbon negative automobiles and transportation into the future. You know that story, right?
No, go ahead, tell it.
It bears your name because in Bellevue, Michigan, is where history took place when Henry Ford decided to agree with FDR and stop manufacturing automobiles and instead, in 1941, started manufacturing bombers. And this was Bellevue. You recognize that name?
Oh, yes.
Right? So, that's where history was made because Henry Ford had just introduced his cannabis car, just a month or two before, and his plans were all cars were going to be made from cannabis in the future and were going to be fueled by cannabis in the future. And then FDR came down and said, hey, we've got a war brewing here. We need you to stop making cars and make bombers instead. And he said, okay, I'll do that. And then, unfortunately, Mr. Ford died just after the end of the war before they started really picking things up. So he couldn't march into the boardroom and said, hey, you guys, we're making cars out of cannabis in the future, and we're going to power them by cannabis fuels. Unfortunately, he passed away, and everything went back to doing things with gasoline and steel.
Wow.
But that's where it happened. It was Bellevue. They switched from cars to making bombers right there at the Willow Run facility in Bellevue, Michigan. It's a historical fact to me.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that thing, we would have a much different world today.
Yeah, of course. Without World War II, we'd have a much different world today. Absolutely, in a lot of ways, right?
He helped save the war and win the war, but unfortunately, came at a price because we never got our cannabis cars. So now we got to go out and make that happen.
Let's make that happen. Check out the Hempster's Cannabis Car Tour website is renewsportscars.com. And Bruce Dietzen, thanks for taking some time to tell us all about this.
Hey, thank you, Russ.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. We'll have time for a radical rant coming up here. We're going to just talk a little bit about the top five stoners against legalization myths. Why people who smoke weed don't want you to make it legal. Don't listen to them. Back right after this.
This is the Russ Bellville Show on CannabisRadio.com.